My name is Joel. I'm out of Houston, Texas, and this is Financial Audit.
And how old are you?
I am 31.
Perfect. What do you do for a living in Houston?
I am an information security analyst.
Ooh, that sounds like a job with the monies.
I'm kind of entry level right now, but it can grow.
Is this a recently secured job?
About 2 years ago.
So what do you make in this position then?
Currently, I am making $58,500 a year.
Okay. How do you feel living off of that in Houston?
Well, currently I'm divorced. So I'm kind of recovering from that. So I'm living with mom and dad at the moment.
Oh, really?
So rent is kind of free.
When did the divorce happen?
In August 2021.
I'm sorry. That's definitely pretty recent.
It can be a little tough.
I bet. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry you went through that. I just know that's a stressful situation in general.
For sure.
And then obviously on a finance show, finances can get beat up pretty aggressively when it comes to that. How did your finances get impacted in this divorce?
They were greatly impacted. I mean, I took on a vehicle payment. Obviously, I still had the vehicle, but I was the primary payer, I guess you could say. And I don't want to get into he said, she said, but
sure, but just the finances.
Yeah, the finances. I mean, I left that relationship kind of in a lot of debt, and she left it without.
Wow. Why? Yeah.
I think, first off, she didn't have a whole lot of expenses, and I was mainly the moneymaker, and she was the spender.
Yeah.
So
is a lot of the debt coming from the spending that was done from her, and now you're responsible to pay it off?
Some of it, most of it's on my own, but I do feel a large portion of it is primarily the responsibility of the divorce.
Interesting. And out of anything net worth building, was there any property type?
No, we were renters.
Okay. Now I see what hits your account. Is this an hourly thing or is this a salary thing?
It's salary.
Okay. I have $3,677 that hit in the previous the most recent statement. Okay. And we moved in with the parents. Now what was the choice to move in with the parents?
They said, well, you can get back on your feet. We'll kind of help take care of you and at least a little bit financially until you get up onto your feet. And currently I'm just writing that out. They helped a lot with lawyer and everything like that. So I do have a pretty big portion of money to pay them back. But of course, it's interest free and I can take as much time as I need on that. Obviously, I don't want to drag that out and, cause issues, but I have a pretty understanding family. So
okay. That's good. I love that you have a supporting family. That's really awesome. I mean, that can be such a game changer and we were a little confused when we were going through everything. We just couldn't nail down what the housing was and our spending breakdown. And that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Do you chip in anything?
Gas mainly. They pay for my gas.
Okay.
And that's $250 a month.
Wait, they pay for your gas?
Well, so I pay them back.
Oh, okay.
So it's a gas credit card.
So a lot of the debt, there's a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stems from you taking responsibility post-divorce?
A little bit. So like I said, she was the spender. So I got credit cards in my name to help her spend.
Oh,
so
geez.
I was kind of the, what's that word called?
You were the, I don't know what that word would be called, but I'll call the action. You getting
Yep.
And if you don't want to get in the bad way or you want to get in the good way, you should hit the subscribe button because we're trying to get to 750,000 subscribers. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed so far. I love you so much. What would you give yourself 0 to 10? Your financial score.
So I'd probably give myself about a 3.
All righty. Let us see how that shapes up by the end. First, we have got to get through an entire... This is a thick stack, sir.
I know.
I think the vast majority of this is debt, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
First of all, we just decided to finance through... You own a MacBook Pro?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I do have a reasoning.
You make the monies.
I do. I'm trying to get another certification. And that's my CYSA certification.
What's that in?
It's in cybersecurity.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So one of my best buddies here has a certification in cybersecurity, no degree, and I think makes the most out of like the
Frank group. That's so what it's so I'm kind good.
Of am. I mean, certifications are great, and I partner with Course Careers for a lot of tech certifications, and they're great. I don't think they have certification in cybersecurity at this time, but no, that's awesome. I'm super happy that you're doing that, but financing a laptop to do that.
So,
can you make the monies? So,
yeah. I've got other debt that other things that hit my account that, you know, I had to finance it at the time. I was like,
I mean, only 11.8% of your spending goes towards debt.
That's true. I mean,
so I'm going to call you out on your bull right there. That's an immediate excuse, especially when, 30% of the money goes to fast food, stuff that is not necessary.
Taquitos.
Yeah. Which, by the way, 4.2% goes to actual groceries. So, again, did we have to finance a MacBook Pro?
Probably not.
Yes, there we go. There's the correct answer. I'm not going to let you just come in here and bull.
I know.
I love you, but this is an old bull room.
Yep.
So what is still owed on this?
Well, I just got that.
The price of the laptop was $1,000.
Yeah.
Then a 2-year warranty you got.
So there's a I think I got fudged on that one.
Sorry, go on.
So there's a 90-day payoff and then the financed payoff.
Why is the total cost $2,910?
I don't know. I need to look that up.
When'd you do that? I got the hiccups. Great. Perfect for an audio.
About like 3 weeks ago. I know.
Buddy.
I know.
$28 biweekly payments of $102.52. Yeah. 28,000 hours left.
If it helps any, I've paid more than the minimum payment.
Yeah, you have to, because if you just purchase the property and pay only $1,200... Dude, you basically took out a payday loan for this.
Yeah.
Do you even know what you signed up for? What's the interest rate on this? 100%? I'm so confused. It doesn't say what the interest rate is.
I don't know.
What you just sign up for? Like, who'd you go to? Did you just Google how to get f***ed buying a MacBook Pro and took that? Like, what did you... I'm just confused. How'd you get this service, of which I've never heard of?
Well, they're on, I found them on TikTok, and it's a store out of Ohio.
Well, this is a new one.
Yeah, I
know. I've never heard of the let's shop financing via TikTok before. Dude, I don't know what the entire situation looks like in terms of, well, I kind of do, but we're going to lay out the entire situation, but spoiler alert, we're probably paying this off immediately so that you're not paying more than double.
Right.
I want a MacBook. And not even probably a good MacBook. A $999 MacBook that I feel like that's the bottom of the barrel MacBook.
It's a 2008 model. Or, sorry, 2018 model.
Oh, I was gonna... You almost just...
Yeah.
Made me die a bit.
I bet.
Oh. Okay, so we owe like $2,850. Interest rate of 1,000,000,000%. It's a payday loan to take the... This company's making their money.
Yep.
Bi-weekly payment, by the way, so minimum monthly payment of $205.04, 1,000,000,000,000% interest. Okay. Yeah, we need to pay this early because it says you can pay it early and there's no it's not a baked in type interest, but this is that's wow, dude.
Yeah.
Why have you not just paid it off? Because you know you're getting f***ed, right?
Right.
Is this the first time you're figuring this out?
Just first time figuring it out, actually.
Okay. You can tell me the truth.
Yeah, no, that is the truth.
Okay, good. Because, like, yeah. Oyo?
They got bought out by Ally now.
Really? So,
I mean, that's just what their old one was, what they called themselves, but then they got bought out by another bank.
Balance of $1,801.70 on a credit limit of $1,900. You started with $1,598, made $250 of purchases, payments, but you purchased $408.
Yeah. On that card,
$44.71 of interest lost.
I had a charge that I talked to them about I had gotten a free backpack and or something like that. I just paid the shipping and they signed me up for a subscription. So I talked to them. They canceled the subscription. I talked to Olo. They're going to refund me like $150.
Only $150 of the $408. So you still purchased more.
Yeah.
Still purchased $100 more than you paid plus the $44 of interest you lost.
Yep.
I love you. I'm going to give you some tough love and punch you around a bit.
Hey, I need it.
Yeah, exactly. You need it. And hopefully it's beneficial to people out there in your situation as well. You're wearing the Taquito shirt. I love it. That means you've been a member of the audience and stuff like that.
Yep.
You've seen other people's situation. Why the possible f*** on a car that you're losing money on with interest that is at the credit limit, essentially, are you purchasing money? Purchasing things.
So
why?
I've hid away the cards.
That's not going
to
do it.
I haven't. Sorry, go ahead. So... I've given them to my dad. I'm not asking them. I don't have access to the cards.
You need to close the accounts.
Okay.
I need you to close the accounts. If you have, because you can just request a new card. You could just connect it to an online thing.
Yeah.
I need these to not be able to be spent. And if that negatively infects your credit score in any way, I don't care because whatever negative consequences are happening with that.
Divorce screwed that one, so.
Yeah, well, either way. I want to take a brief moment to thank today's episode sponsor, Sondermind. As you all know, I'm a massive proponent of therapy. Oftentimes when people are in a lot of debt, it's that mental state and mental health that can prevent people from getting out of it. So that's why I'm very excited to talk about today's sponsor, and I was really excited when they reached out because I'm a big proponent of theirs as well. They're a game changer when it comes to the world of mental health. Sondermind is all about helping you on the journey to getting better. Most of us, including me, don't start therapy with a clear vision in mind of where to go or what to get out of it. We just know there might be something wrong or maybe not, but we just want to feel better. And that is where Sondermind steps in. They understand the power of the right care with the right person at the right time. So Sondermind makes finding a therapist easy. Just hop on over to care.sondermind.com/Caleb. Answer a few questions about yourself and let Sondermind find the right person for you. In as little to 24 to 48 hours, you could be connecting with a therapist that can help you get on the right track. Within as little as 24 to 48 hours, you can be connecting with a therapist who truly gets you. And the best part, when it comes to the price of all this stuff, they accept a wide range of health insurance policies. And if you prefer face-to-face, they have therapists near you as well. It's all about your comfort and journey. And as I always say, we are nothing if not our mind. So mental health is very important. That's why, again, I was very excited to take these guys on as a sponsor. So check out that link at the top of the description below. Thanks again to Sondermind for sponsoring this episode. Getting into bad credit card debt has much larger negative consequences than having the not best credit score. And it's Amazon, and it's Amazon, and it's Amazon. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. Original appliances.
That's that charge that I was talking about.
That's the reverse one, only $50?
I just talked to them like a few days ago. They're still investigating to dispute it.
Racetrack taquitos, probably. A Lyft, two rides.
Yeah. I was traveling at that time, and I spent some money on some fun. So that was just going.
But you can't, dude. I know. A payday loan for a MacBook Pro. I'm sorry. Fun doesn't exist when we have a payday loan for a MacBook Pro.
Right.
Grubhub.
Yep.
$213 of interest loss this year so far. Stolen from you. Grabbed from your life. Mission Lane becoming very popular on this show recently. Mission Lane, we owe $2,386.56 on a balance, a credit limit of $2,400, $150 minimum monthly payment. Good, but we purchased again $58.57. Of course, that's less than $150, but there's still interest of $70.28. So this interest rate is death. $94.28 minimum monthly payment. Again, purchasing, dude. On a card that we're at the credit limit already, why are we purchasing?
I mean, I've made concessions.
No. You've hit the card away. You said that when, yes. I said, why are you purchasing? I need to know why you're purchasing still.
So that was the previous month. This month, I've not spent anything on those cards.
Why did you purchase? I'm trying to get the in your brain, man. I'm trying to get to the why, because, okay, maybe you've corrected it for a couple weeks. Awesome. But if we don't know the why of why we're doing this in the first place, we're going to end up back there, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I mean, I guess I'm a spender. I'm not necessarily a saver. I know that's not really an excuse, but you know, I see something and I'm like, I gotta have it or something like that.
It's not even stuff, dude. It's DoorDash. It's DoorDash and it's a food. Public data check.
Yeah. That's canceled too.
Good. $166 of interest loss this year so far. We can't be doing that. I need to ask, from the psychological perspective and emotional perspective, the divorce sucks, hate it, and I'm so sorry. Do you feel that in some aspects of life that you've just given up because that was such a big thing?
It could be. Yeah. I seeked therapy after the divorce, like 2 sessions.
Good.
Just to make sure, like, I wasn't wrong in it.
Sure.
I mean, I could probably use more therapy.
I think everyone can benefit regardless of the situation. Someone can have the best life ever, and I think they could benefit from it.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel that therapy went? Did you feel that it was effective, the couple sessions? It's hard for only a couple of sessions to be effective.
I think it was to a degree, but not, maybe not as much as it needed to be.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel you've given up on some parts in life post-divorce?
Possibly.
Okay. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm not going to say that giving up itself is okay, but the feeling of it.
Yeah.
After such a life change, some big thing, like, we're not going to get into, you know, the divorce and why, but, you know, it's possible that you didn't even want it. You know, it's who knows? And then the finances around it, feeling like you're getting moving with the parents. Dude, looking at a person who has the reason to feel like just giving up, it makes sense. We need to start backtracking that. We need to reverse that mindset because your life matters. And we need to get you to a point where you recognize your life matters and you're improving the situation so that your life's not defined by the time you were married and then ended up in a divorce. You have decades of your life left. Decades of your life left. And we're going to make sure it's amazing, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the point, dude.
Yeah.
Your life matters. So we have another debt. We have an infirm. So it was only a $540.
That's the Cert Master course for CYSA for certification.
Oh, good. Well, not good.
Not good, but
I mean, you can afford it, dude. You have a good income for someone who doesn't pay rent.
Right.
This was a 12-month installment loan.
I plan to pay it off by October.
Next month? Well, okay. Well, you probably could, and you probably should.
I'm doing bi-weekly,
but I want the MacBook paid off first, probably, because it's like a trillion, billion percent. What's the minimum monthly payment on this thing, by the way?
I believe it's like 53 something.
Okay, 53 at a 30% interest rate of death and insanity. $545.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I see that one.
Yeah, SST. I don't know what this is.
So
is
this a car? It's a personal loan.
Oh, no.
So original balance was $7,000, and it locked away like $3,500 for once you pay it off, you get the $3,500. It was through Credit Karma.
Is this like a credit building thing?
It could be. Oh, well, yeah, it is. It is.
There are some good credit building things, and I'm good with, like, well, in specific situations, not probably when you're in as bad debt as you are in. People who pay like a monthly thing for a credit building thing, mm-hmm. It can make sense because the amount of money you spend on that can really help with your interest rate on like a mortgage in the future, which will save you tons of money. This is wild because it's a ton of money.
Right.
And it's like a long time until money's unlocked. And it looks like it's probably very expensive. $125 minimum monthly payment. What's the interest on? How is this?
I don't believe that there's...
It's probably a baked-in fee at the beginning then?
Yeah,
do you know how much that was?
I don't recall.
Okay, so it was $7,000, right?
Yeah.
$7,000? And once you pay it off, what gets released?
$3,500.
Okay. So you're losing the rest.
I got $3,500 up front. And then they lock away $3,500 to get some interest. And then once the loan is paid in full, I get that $3,500.
So there's nothing you lose from it?
Obviously I'm paying for it, yes, but...
So they get the money interest-free and they're probably investing it in something, but...
That's my understanding of it.
0%. Hmm. Okay.
And I believe that's biweekly as well.
Oh, biweekly. Okay, so 250.
Yeah, that's taken out of my paycheck every 2 weeks.
They'd obviously gain money if you had like missed payments or late payments.
Right.
But you're not doing that, which is good. No. Thank you. Grain, another credit card. I've never heard of this one.
Yeah, it's like a credit card. It's a line of credit where you can hook it up to your bank account, and it's like, oh yeah, if you need to borrow money, you know, send it.
Apparently it did, because right now we have $795.98 out. Previous balance, $886.05. $100 payment. No new purchases, good. But interest of $9.93.
So I believe with auto pay on, it's like 15%. Auto pay off, it's 17%.
Oh, jeez. And you have auto pay on?
Yes.
$35.80.
I try to pay.
Oh, you did not purchase that taquito shirt, did you?
I did. I know. I shouldn't
have. I made every single post I made, and I was worried about it. And this was my skepticism of going into merch. Because I like merch because it helps build community. And one, I just love it. I love the taquito meme. I'm not wearing it right now, but, you know, taquitos, taquitos, taquitos. Mm-hmm. And I made very clear, man, in bad debt, not having a fully funded emergency fund, and only if it fits in your 50, 30, 20 after getting out of those situations, that's when you purchase it, buddy. You're, come on.
Yeah. Foolish me.
That's why I was skeptical of doing merch, and you're making me not want to do merch because I don't want people to go across that line of when they should buy it. It's upsetting. That's upsetting. I love the community part, the connecting with the audience, and I love the meme of it. I don't want I don't want to encourage anyone to go in a worse situation.
Don't
and
do that.
And purchase taquito. That's essentially a taquito type charge anyway.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Unnecessary spending. No more merch.
No more merch.
Credit one. I feel bad for this because this is like the
I worked hard
evil.
To pay that one off.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yes, you paid it off. So you made a huge payment. It was $700.
Many little payments
as well.
But it added up in a month.
Yeah, of 816, which is lovely. Because, yeah, with credit one, there's fees and there's interest and it's just death.
I actually talked to them and said, hey, you know, I want to get out of debt. Can you help me out any? And what they did was they lowered the interest rate from I think like 28 variable to like 18 variable.
And then they got their fees though. That's what credit
yeah, no, I, does. I said, you know, they said it would be active for about 6 months. I said, nope, that's not going to work. We're going to
pay it off. So you closed it?
I closed it.
Good lad. Good lad. On here, it looks like we had some homeowners insurance and
that's renter's insurance for my stuff. Easy tag
Groove is life.
The, yeah. So a little bit
payment
of
payment fee and payment fee.
Yeah.
Terrible people.
Yep.
My goodness, this doesn't end, does it?
Nope.
So Cap One Venture. A lovely new balance of $3,014.96. Great. $54 of purchases, dude.
Yeah.
We're done. Close the credit cards. Yep. It's no longer an option. Don't allow yourself to be tempted. Your balance barely moved anything, even though you made a $202 payment. But what's actually, it's only made $80 towards your progress because, again, $70 of interest lost. Oh, with a 99 minimum monthly payment, which is aggressive. Good thing you don't have rent. Yep. So, and this was a T-Mobile payment. So even though it's an automatic payment, I want it coming out of checking, well budgeted, not in a place that we're not paying off and is accruing interest.
I am financing some equipment from T-Mobile. So that's
what
that is.
I did see that. Interest loss this year, $538. It's a lot of money to be sucked away. That would have paid for your certification.
Right.
So at a 27.49% interest rate. Now are these student loans?
They are.
What's your student loan total balance?
I believe less than, it's like 4,900.
Okay.
And I actually went to trade school. So
cool.
That's where I got most of my certifications. But I did have to
take out.
You're
a certification fiend.
Yep. And those are federal, by the way. So those are about to kick off.
Yeah. So, well, good, because the federal is going to range from 4% to high 7% interest rate. So, depending, because it doesn't say on here what the rates will be for the two different loans. Are they subsidized or unsubsidized? Do you know?
I believe one is and one's not.
Okay, perfect. So one of these will probably want to attack pretty quickly, and then the other one will probably leave for minimum monthly payments. Leaving on, this is probably going to be like a $50 minimum monthly payment, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's all the debts.
That's all the debts. No more.
No vehicle debt.
Yeah, it's paid off.
Good lad. Good lad.
That was done in May of this year.
Good. Good job. Good for you. What's your car?
It's a 2014 F-150.
Okay.
Rail Texan.
Yep. Gotta have my truck.
Gotta have your truck. And how many miles on that bad boy?
Almost 174,000.
Okay. So we want to be in a place in case that breaks, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$154 in our checking account to start with. So we're clearly not in a place if that breaks, if anything happens, right. Really. 473 ending. That's better. Less than $1,000 in a checking account makes me nervous in general, because when payments hit, man, like rents and stuff like that. And then, again, you know,
said you had to finance the MacBook because there just wasn't money anywhere else.
Well, guess what? And McDonald's and DoorDash and DoorDash and Apple Bills and EasyTech. We don't need to be taking highways. We can take the off-roads. I know it's a little longer, but come on, $20. Burger King, Agua Dulce, and Whataburger. And okay, what does Liberty Means? Because it pops up everywhere.
Yeah, it is a charity that funds wheelchairs to those in need. It's a libertarian movement, a political party of sorts. But
it funds wheelchairs?
Yeah, or wheelchair vans, I'm sorry.
Interesting connection.
Yeah. So
I'm good with charity work, especially something that's helping disabled people. That's right. That's great, regardless of any political connection. I mean, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't have money, and we're taking out a payday loan for the MacBook. We're not giving money now. And the reason, right. Because, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, God, why is Caleb against helping people in wheelchairs? No. When you get out of debt, you have a fully funded emergency fund, and you're starting to invest money, you can give so much money over the course of your life.
Right.
If you actually do that instead of just giving a little bit now.
I agree.
Yeah, you can help so much more.
It is tax deductible, by the way.
Well, that's good. I mean, your taxes probably aren't insane, but I mean, that is good. But again, with where interest rates are on these death debts, 30%, 1,000,000,000% on the payday loan, whatever tax deductions you're getting at the end of the year, it's not even close to mathematically beneficial when it comes to those insane interest rates. So again, wheelchairs and Jersey Mike's and the Microsoft payments. Ooh, Starfield came out today. I need to go buy that right after this.
I canceled my Xbox subscription. So I've gone through and canceled. I've cut back a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't get to get Starfield right now. I'm really sorry. Salata and Grain Technology, Grain Tech.
So that's the grain card.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. Some Apple Bills and Apple Bills and McDonald's and Apple Bills and Taco Bell and Amazon and wheelchair donation and Torchy's Memorial?
It's Torchy's.
Torchy's, yeah. Okay. Brownies and Philly cheesesteaks. Kickoff.
That's like Domino's. A credit card builder type, a credit builder.
So you have another credit builder. We have two credit builders? That's probably more towards one that I would actually support.
Right.
But not when we're in really bad debt and we don't have a fully funded emergency fund. We do that afterwards.
Yeah, but it's...
Because you're putting that in your wants because you want to have a good credit score.
Right. I believe that it's less than 1,000.
What, did you owe still?
No, well, so it's a line of credit, but they do automatic payments. I can pull it up real quick.
Remind me when we're doing our budget.
Yeah.
Domino's, CNBC, Smart Shop, and SWAT in-flight Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, we do not need in-flight Wi-Fi when we can't even afford to live. Amazon. L.A., Napolitano, Mexican, Embassy Suites, and Spotify. We can listen to ads when we're in really bad debt. First That's Coast. Canceled. And Miller's Ale, Amazon, Jackson, NBC. And
so that was those Jacksonville charges was when I was in Jacksonville for work. Obviously, I don't really
are those have comped.
Those are not, but I get reimbursed.
Oh, okay. So for that, but not for the foods, right?
So, like my meals. So how it works is they pay for flight, hotel, and then I get a per diem. Yeah. Of whatever the local rate is. So between like 59 is the standard. It can go up from there based on
59 a day.
Yeah, 59 a day.
Okay. Madeline kiosks maybe, and SWAT in-flight Wi-Fi is back again. Car wash, yeah, we need to be doing car washes when we're in death debt. Grubhubbing, getting some taquitos, Apple Bills, Taco Bell, Amazon, Chick-fil-A, some taquitos, Grubhub donuts, Grubhub pepperonis, and Amazon iBun, and Firehouse subs, some taquitos, Logan's Roadhouse. I haven't heard of that in forever. I didn't know they were down here, actually. Interesting.
Yeah, there's one in Houston. I think there's Logan's. Like only one or two.
Yeah, I haven't been to Logan's in forever. That's a blast in the past. Okay. And Amazon. Then we have a checking account with Credit Karma, which I didn't even know was a thing. $51 ending.
So I've actually moved all of that over to the Chase account, and I'm going to close that account.
It makes sense to consolidate in your situation. It makes it easier to budget.
And I've opened a SoFi account.
But, of course, what are we doing in here as well? Burger King, Sonic, and taquitos, and there's the wheelchair thing, and DoorDash, and Qdoba, and taquitos, probably. Man, again, $100 to the wheelchairs and SpeedFi taquitos credit builder. So two credit builder payments within the same statement across two different accounts. So that'd be $40 sucked from me on a minimum monthly basis. Christ Epic.
That's church.
Okay. Again, give to whoever you want to give to and whatever. I don't care.
But I need to be
after debt.
Yeah.
Vivid Seats. Do we need to be going to concerts or whatever right now?
Nope.
Taco Bell. Subway, so we're just eating trash anyway. It's like, doesn't even taste like anything. There's no meat. It's all pre-prepared. Blah. Taquitos. AARP driver safety. Did you get a ticket?
No. So I was trying to get a discount on insurance.
Did you get it?
I don't think I finished it.
You're going to pay for it. Finish it.
I know.
Taquitos. Venmoing out $75. DoorDash. Taking out $300 to the ATM. Who knows where that went? Taquitos and parking. Sonic. Taquitos. Taco Bell. DoorDash. Spot their row.
Oh, yeah. That was parking for an Astros game.
Parking. Great. $0 in savings.
I've closed that account.
There wasn't anything in it to begin with.
I know.
And you opened it SoFi? Yes. SoFi's good.
Yeah.
Look, great rate, good sign-up bonuses. I don't know if you got the sign-up bonuses because you probably didn't have enough
I
to
just
do
did because my paycheck just hit.
Good. Very good. Did you get the full $250?
My paycheck just hit, so it's still processing.
Ooh.
Like today.
Because I know you can get it up to $250 if you sign up, so that's lovely. And Credit Karma savings.
Which we had is 700. Gone. Yeah. I closed that account.
You pretty much brought it to nothing. So what's in your savings right now?
Savings right now is 360.
Okay. What's in retirement?
12,000.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'm glad you've at least, you know, have been contributing. Definitely behind for your age.
I've paused investing in that right now.
Well, what about a match? Are you getting a match?
I think a 3%.
Take up to 3% because that's 100% return on your investment.
Okay.
That's going to beat all the interest rates here, except for maybe the MacBook because I don't know what that is. It's probably close to that. So maybe, yeah, after the MacBook, maybe we. But yeah, 100% return on your investment. I always take the match. Now, yeah, we have a minimum monthly T-Mobile. So your phone bill, which we're putting in the budget, is $164.62. Now, with a lot of these things, and I'm not 100% sure on this one, because you have an equipment thing that's for hotspot, or no, the services is hotspot.
And then
your plan's $150.
Financing my phone and financing a mobile hotspot as well.
You're financing the hotspot?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's like a thing you can take?
Yeah. That's a little like
hot. Why not just have a good service on your phone?
I'd probably need
to. That you can hotspot.
Cancel that.
Yeah, cancel that. Oftentimes, the fees and everything are baked in with the phone financing, so it's kind of doesn't really make sense to pay those off early. It depends. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
It's hard to tell just looking at this, but that's something you would have to look at. But so which one's the puck, the service or the equipment?
It's both. The service is an insurance, which I don't have to have. I can cancel that. But I also have an equipment charge. It's like $4.
So you only save $4 getting rid of the puck?
Yeah.
No indication of any kind of interest or anything. So I think everything's baked in.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. No other accounts?
No other accounts.
So again, when it comes to your spending and everything, miscellaneous bullshit, which is taquitos and a bunch of extra crap, that's 9% of your spending. 9% of your spending that could have been going towards debt. 30.4% of your spending was going out to eat, basically $1,000. And the miscellaneous bullshit, taquito bullshit, was basically $300. You only put 11% towards your debt when that bullshit, we already calculated up to 40%, right? Unknown shopping. So with the unknown shopping, that's Target, Amazon, Walmart. We don't know 100% what that's going to, but that's an additional 14.2%. That could be groceries. We don't know. But necessary food, grocery shopping, that was 4.2%. So you're not budgeting, are you?
No.
No. And we need to start budgeting immediately. Transportation, mostly gas, insurance, tolls. That is 10.5% of your spending. Phone and internet was 12.6 because it's pretty expensive. And gym and fitness, 2.2%, but I'm good with that. That's good.
Yeah. I've actually canceled that.
Don't. Go. Go to the gym.
Okay.
Gym's good for mental health. Or work out at home. I mean, I prefer once I get on the workout train, which I fall off and get back on, I prefer the at home. But subscriptions, 120. Microsoft, Kickoff, Apple, Car Wash, which you canceled, Spotify, but I'd cancel every single one of those.
Yeah.
We can get ads. It's fine. Yeah. Temporary, some large things. ATM, you took out $300. Venmo, $75. ATM, $104. Amazon, $91. Who knows? And there's the church thing, and gas station spending was $110 of not gas. That was just going and getting bull. So, yeah, gym's good.
Okay.
Unknown shopping, Target, lots of Amazon, Walmart. Floors.
That was a concert.
Yeah, that was a big spending. That's rough.
Mm-hmm. But we're working on getting it better. I want to get better.
You're motivated. You ready?
Yes.
Ready to just be done? Because again, 40, if not 50% of your spending when you're living at home that could have gone towards debt or paying for the MacBook or paying for the certification went to just burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lit it on fire and it's gone forever. Right. It made no progress towards anything. So phone, $164.62. Now we have renter's insurance of $43, it looks like.
Right.
Kind of expensive for renter's insurance, is it not?
I think so. Honestly, I probably don't have to have it.
What do you give to, I would, but what do you give to, just maybe not that one, what do you give to the utilities?
I don't give anything to the utilities.
Whoa. I thought you said you paid for gas. Yeah,
car gas.
Oh, that's it? You don't pay for house gas?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So nothing to utilities. But for transportation with gas insurance, I'm cutting out the tolls. So
yeah,
tolls is done.
And usually gas is about $250.
You pay for internet at the house?
Mm-mm.
So... with gas and insurance, $295 is kind of what we got.
Okay, that's about right. Gas is about $250-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is about that.
Another $250?
No.
The $95?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now... how's your health insurance through work?
Yes.
How is your health insurance through work?
How?
Yeah.
So
if you went and took therapy, what's your copay?
I believe it is, I don't know, like $20
for therapy?
I haven't looked into it.
I'd guess more like 50.
Okay.
Sometimes those more specialized things are a little more. I don't know. Look into it.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to say is $100. You want to start with two a month and see how you feel there.
Okay.
So every other week, we can definitely go weekly if you want. You can go monthly if you want, but maybe just start there. See what happens. Okay. Are you down with that? If I put it in your budget, will you go to therapy?
I will.
Good. So we're going to say 100 for now. Adjust that as needed. That's my prescription to you.
Thanks, Dr. Hammer.
So how's the food situation work at home with groceries and stuff?
So, I mean, it's kind of, I'm kind of on my own, so to speak.
Totally chill.
I mean, I can join the meals with them and they'll... But I'm not necessarily required to, you know, put a portion to food or anything like that.
But do you eat the groceries that are there?
Yes.
That you did not pay for?
Right.
And their thoughts are?
They're okay with that.
And do you put things on the list?
Yes.
And they pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can I put your grocery budget to zero?
I would, to play it safe, I would do maybe put it like something like, because I do want to start cooking for myself.
Well, with the groceries provided, or are you getting groceries?
Possibly getting my own groceries.
Do you want to be fully... Okay, I'll give you $300 if you want to be fully self...
Yeah, I want to be self-reliant.
Okay, but you don't have to be.
I know.
I'm chill with you using this time and money in this situation that you're very fortunate to be in of living at home. I'm good with you putting all that towards that. I don't need you to be self-reliant right now when it comes to that. But what do you want?
So I want... Eventually, I do want to be self-reliant.
Are you good with still leaning on the fam that they've embraced?
Yes.
Okay, then food, I'm going to say zero.
That's fine.
Up at whatever, if they, because you eat out a lot, so a lot of the meals are eating out. If they all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is costing us some money, and they're like, chip in, lad.
Yeah.
Free to chip in, but let's just say zero for now.
Okay.
Toilet paper, and so, I mean, you buy your own toothpaste? And
yeah.
Okay, so that kind of stuff, since you live at home, it's really not going to be crazy, $50 a month.
Yeah.
Which is what you need to survive there. Oh, Jim, yeah, let's get back into that. That was 70 a month?
Was it 70? No, it was closer to about Planet Fitness. So it was like 25-ish.
What else do you have to take care of on a minimum monthly basis? We have your phone. We have your renter's insurance. We have your gas and car insurance, therapy, toilet paper fund, gym. What else do you have?
I can't think of anything else other than debt.
Okay. Okay. Now, but because you actually have extra money to play with, I'm going to be a little more flexible in this situation.
Okay.
It's not going to be a lot.
Sure.
But you have $100 of fun, whether that be a subscription, multiple subscriptions, going out once a week, $25, you know, because you're going to be working your ass off.
Right.
Because... paid for fun besides that. When people just have little room, I'm not going to allow that. But I think we have room here. So let's see what your budget is. Oh, and then also your debt minimum monthly payments, of course.
Oh, and then calculating in the travel.
But that's reimbursed.
It is reimbursed.
Then it's not going to be in the budget because it's reimbursed.
Okay.
Make sure you have enough money to pay for it, of course. Sure. But this is your I'm getting out of debt budget.
Would you, I mean, obviously, probably question time later. But would you advise just going to like a grocery store locally and kind of getting microwavable meals to kind of cut back
on the travel?
Well, like if I go out to travel, so like that's a lot of
money. Yeah. I mean, microwavable meals, they can be a little expensive as far as groceries go for someone just trying to get out of debt.
Sure.
But maybe
the cooking options.
I know, but like ham and cheese sandwiches type stuff. Oh,
that works too.
But yes. You know, rather you get like a frozen pizza and make two meals out of it than going and buying a pizza.
Right.
Okay, so this is the big one. Your debt minimum monthly payments is $850, 12 cents. So let's see if I can still give you that $100 in fun. Let's add up what your budget would be without it. So $1,828.14 is what you need to survive. I'll put $100 in there for fun. Thank you, Caleb. You're welcome.
Thanks, Dr. Hammer. I appreciate the $100.
So, now, of course, you lose your job or anything like that. That's cut out.
Oh, for sure.
I think this pen's running out of ink. 1,748 is what you have left over on a minimum monthly basis. First month, what you're doing, setting that all aside. Okay, you pretty much have a one-month emergency fund.
Right.
Actually, include that with the 360 you already have. Boom. Okay, you 100% have a one-month emergency fund. That's awesome. Okay, month number two, we're putting that all towards the MacBook because we got to avalanche the MacBook a little.
Yeah.
Because the interest rate's insane. It just does not make sense. So MacBook... you're putting $1,748 towards it that month. Then the next month, month number three, you're putting the rest of it towards the MacBook and you're finishing the Affirm. Mm-hmm. So both of those are gone.
Right.
So of the $1,748, you now have $2,000 left on a monthly basis.
Woo!
$2,006. So that's exciting. Now I think we can snowball from here, except for the student loans. So grain, yeah, definitely paying off.
I do need I need to include the $6,400 to mom and dad.
What the f-
They help pay for lawyer and other things. Sorry.
You didn't tell me.
I just realized it now.
You ask what high-yield savings account I use, and that is SoFi's high-yield savings account. The rate recently went up to 4.5%, and I'm taking advantage of that high rate all day. And with bonuses all the way up to $250 when signing up and getting direct deposit, I mean, I had to take advantage of that, and so can you. So check out my affiliate link in the description below. It's the one I use, and you can use it as well.
It changes things. I'm sorry.
Is there interest on this?
No.
Is there a minimum monthly payment on this? Okay. Are they good with you getting out of the debt?
Yes.
Before you pay? Okay. So, we're paying off. We're leaving the balances the same just to make things easy. We're paying off grain. This is month number four again. So, now we have $1,211 left. Next month, we're going to start attacking Olo. And we're bringing that down to $590. Now, we have a little more again, so what we have to put towards things now is $2,041. We're paying off the rest of that $590 Olo. Olo is dead, will no longer exist ever again. Next, we're paying off a bit of Mission Lane. This is month number five. Bringing Mission Lane down to $935. Cool. Now, thanks to Olo being gone, what we have left on a monthly basis now is $2,204. Paying off the $935 remaining of Mission Lane. This is month number six, mind you. Cool. So then we start putting it towards the venture. Venture would be paid off by the end of month number seven. So venture's paid off. Now we have $2,397 left on a minimum monthly basis. Obviously, so the student loans would be next in the snowball. Doesn't make the SST, the interest kind of confuses me on that. So I'm not 100% sure with that. So actually with this, I think what I would do, and you should be able to do this within, we're on month number eight, right? So
yeah.
Month number eight, I would pay off the unsubsidized student loan, which is going to be like $2,500, something like that. Pay that off that month. Okay, boom, that's done. So month number nine, we have SST, we have mom and dad, and we have the lower interest student loan. If that lower interest student loan is under 5%, minimum monthly payment until it's paid off. If SST truly has no fees or truly has no interest, minimum monthly payment until that's paid off, take the money that's released at the end of that. So mom and dad are what's left.
Right.
In 2.5 months. So call this a year and a half a month total. Mom and dad will be paid off and all those other debts are gone except for the things that you were minimum monthly payment in.
Right.
So with what's left, we have about $2,500 left on a monthly basis. I'm going to save up $10,000 for an emergency fund.
Yep.
So with what you have in there already, I need you to do that for basically, call it 3.5 months. So a year and 4 months, all the bad debts are gone. Mom and dad are paid off and you have a fully funded emergency fund. Take the match through this once the MacBook is paid off. Okay. So that'll be about wait 2 months and then get the match going again. Cause that's again, like a payday loan, some trap you fell into through TikTok.
Yeah.
It's crazy, wild insanity from there. Cause you still are a little behind in investment.
Right.
I need you to do about minimum 25% of your money on a monthly basis will go towards investing. 50% can be your needs. You can get your own place again. So you can get your own place and all your other needs and groceries and everything like that combined. 50%, no more of your income. Especially for the Houston area. I know you can do that.
Yep.
And hopefully we start making more money. The certification, you know, that's going to take time to go through, but you're going to level up into cybersecurity. Right. Again, you'll be in an entry-level position, but over the course of years, definitely going to get you over six figures. That'll be lovely. So each of those percentages are going to account for more money at that point. And then 25% of your money can be spent on fun again. Mind you, of the spending, again, 50, if not more percent,
Yeah.
25% is what you're locking it into. You're budgeting going forward. You have your budget here, but when you make your own budget at one point, you know, when you're out of the situation in a year and 4.5 or whatever we said months, a year and 3.5 months, you're budgeting, you're tracking, you're understanding what you're doing, and you're making progress. You're retiring a multimillionaire. Right. You're having fun. You're having vacations, but you're budgeting them in, and your needs are not taking your money like many people that have been on the show as well completely. Right. What do you think? A year and 3.5 months. What
it's
do you think?
Doable. I just need to be really intense about it.
What do you think about that intensity? Mind you, in this intensity, I did what I've done with like 0.01% of the guests on here. I gave you fun money.
You did.
That should help with the intensity, yeah?
Yeah. It's really doable.
Have you started the certification course?
I have.
How much time does that take a week?
I can usually put in... It's not really tracked, but I can definitely put in like an hour or two.
A week? That's all you need to do?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic. How many hours a week do you work with a $58,500 a year job?
40.
Okay. Why don't you go work an extra 15 hours a week somewhere else? Not much money. Bring in like an extra 1,000 hours a month. Because that what that does, you could bring this down to instead of a year and 3.5 months of intensity, just a little more intensity and do this a year. This 11 months, maybe 10 months. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And then you're like 32 instead of 33, and we're starting our life again.
Yep.
You're having a brand new restart.
Yep.
You're getting out of what was given to you.
Right.
A lot of it yours, yes, but some uncontrollable.
Right.
And you're having a fresh start, and you're going to live an amazing life. It's worth it, my dude. It's worth it. You're right. It's intense. It's a lot of sacrifice.
Yep.
But do it and seek the therapy that's in your budget.
Yep.
Fun money is in your budget. This is good. You're set up for success, man, if you follow this.
Yeah. I do appreciate your work. It is really helpful because I wouldn't have known where to start on a budget. I mean, I've tried to budget before and it's just failed.
Yeah.
Like big F.
Budgets are only as good as the actions behind them.
Yeah.
You know, just writing down a budget, that's not going to do anything.
A lot of it is behavior-based.
Yes. And you got to track it on a monthly basis. See what you did. See where you failed. See where you've made progress and adjust the budget as necessary. You could be out of this.
Yep.
In a year if you get another job as well.
Yeah, I could.
Any questions? Any thoughts?
No. I mean, everything's been enlightening.
All right, man. Let's do a follow-up in a year.
In a year.
You should almost be out of debt.
Okay.
If you want to wait for a year and 3.5 months until you're fully out of debt, let's do it, but let's celebrate. Fresh start, man. New life for you. Do it.
I will.
Your future matters.
Absolutely.
For Joel, he gave himself a 3 out of 10 for his financial score. But when it comes to his spending and his budget, come on, 50%, if not more, if not 60 or 70% going to bull. 0 out of 10. His debt with the payday loan on the MacBook, I can't give it higher than a 0 out of 10. Emergency fund, I'm glad there's at least something there, even if it's only $300. 1 out of 10. Retirement, certainly behind for his age, but he is actually contributing, or he has before, so 3 out of 10. No, you know, let's be generous, 4 out of 10. Real estate, eventually, not a part of the conversation now, 0 out of 10. Hammer financial score, it is going to be a 1 out of 10. Make sure to check out those resources linked in the description below. They are resources that I use or would use in specific situations. Also, whoever has the most viewed TikTok or YouTube short using a clip from this video, I'll send you $100. Post however many times you want, but you must tag my YouTube/TikTok @ and put YouTube Caleb Hammer in the title/description.